Lord has sent us. He did send us a good cool breeze a minute ago through the door, and we appreciate that. We appreciate all of you. We want to pray for Brother Royale today as we stand here. We just got an update that he was doing better today than he was gooder than he was yesterday. So we pray that he will be not have to go on that ventilator. Amen. And the power of God will. The power of God is better than anything we got. The power of God, I was praying last night, I said, Lord, we're your bride. We're not just some outcast. We're not somebody that's just floundering around in the world. We're trying our best to get through this thing. And in our humanity, we're lost. I mean, in our humanity, you don't understand, your human body is still part of the curse, part of the fall. But that thing inside of you is greater. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And thank you for praying for me. I don't know what happened last couple of days, but my blood pressure has never, ever bothered me in my entire life. Ever. It's been 117 over 70 for 60 years. Well, not counting the baby years. But it went to like 190 over 110, and it's been fluctuating back and forth. So I spent about 6 hours in the emergency room Friday. And they did EKG, they did CAT scan, found a brain, and found a heart. So, for those of you that think I'm heartless and brainless, then again, yesterday morning, I kept feeling bad. I've never had this feeling of high blood pressure. So, I went back yesterday and went to the guys down at the fire station. We owed them some honey, so we took them some honey. Anyway, my blood pressure was 190 over 100, so he said, you probably need to go back. So I went to quick care, and it went down to 135 over 78, or 87. Did another EKG, and he said, it's not your heart. So you just pray that God will take this thing out. And no, Sarah, your dream is not coming to pass. She said she dreamed she had to get me CPR, so that's not going to happen. That was just something you were thinking. But you just keep my heart in your prayer. All right, and we'll get through this. I know it's hot. If you want to go downstairs, you may go down there where the air conditioner is working, or you can just bear with us for a little while. But we want to turn to Hebrews 9 and start there, but just keep us in your prayer. I'm going to go see my primary physician. We do need doctors. We still believe in physicians. We believe in doctors because of this outside man that we have to live in. But that inside man is going to have to speak and say, this is enough. To the bride of Jesus Christ, that's like I told Brother Royale, I sent him a message. I said, man, keep on fighting. Fight. Fight till the last breath. Fight till you can't fight no more, because you know what? This fight's not over with. We got to pick this thing up and go to the coming of the Lord. Amen. So let's go to Hebrews 9:11 and go back to eternal redemption. And let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day, for the hour and the day you've given us, the time. Lord, I pray that air conditioner, number one, will be fixed so the people will be feel more pleasant inside. But, Father, I pray that the Holy Ghost will make us feel much more pleasant in the inner man. Lord, as we continue to preach your word, Lord, and we continue, Lord, the people to pull on the gift, Father, we pray that that will take over today and your name will be magnified, your day will be glorified, and everything that we do today, we'll do for your honor and glory. Father, be with the ones that are sick, the ones that are not with us, Lord. Be with Brother Royale and the different ones, Sister Chi-Chi, the different ones in the bride that we know that is affecting churches now pretty bad. So we pray, Lord, your protecting power for each one. Father, just keep our pastor safe and be with him and bless him, Father, and bless each day that we live. We'll give you all the praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered into once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Amos 3, verse 7 says, surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord hath spoken, who can but prophesy? And we had a prophet come in the end time, we know that, to tell us these things, and thank God for that prophet. Revelations 11:3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,200 threescore days. clothed in sackcloth. You may be seated in the Lord at his blessing. Now, we'll run through this pretty quick. Not hold you long, because if you'll just keep pulling those up, we'll just keep reading them. In Matthew 17, verse 10, they asked him, said, well, what's going to happen? When is all these things? When is all this end time going to happen? Remember the three questions that Claude was talking about this past Sunday. Boy, I got a lot. Smart as I am, I got a lot on that sixth seal that I had not seen before, and I really enjoyed that. Maybe I'll be able to convey a little bit of that more to you later on. And Jesus answered and said, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. And we know that Malachi 4 was our restoring prophet. He came to restore all things, make all things come up to the standard that it was even in the younger days, or down when the Paul and Irenaeus and all the different ones, he turned our heart back, because during the church ages, what happened? Man got involved. Man got involved, and man said this, and man said that. Took us completely away from the Bible. Give us purgatories, and give us things that's not even, you know, Virgin Mary, that's the mother of God, and boy, just, and then all the way up into the denominations where they took us to another baptism. They took us to a three-God system. You see what they've done to us. They took us through all that. But now God said, I will restore, according to Joel, and according to Malachi 4, I will restore, saith the Lord. And we know that he restored us back, not only back to the faith of the fathers, not only back to the Old Testament, not Old Testament, the old prophets, but he restored us back and gave us a message to change our body. And I want you to realize that message was given to change our body. What Brother Claude was talking about, the seals and the different things has been opened up. I read a commentary from Dr. Schofield that's not in his Bible. He wrote a commentary on prophets. And he hit the nail on the head. I mean, he told them exactly what we needed, a prophet. We needed not a prophet, but we needed the prophets to bring us the word of the Lord. To bring us back to what? Back to God. Read all the Old Testament saints. I'm in Jeremiah now, reading in the morning in the book of Jeremiah. And he tells Jeremiah, go tell them. Go tell those people what they're doing wrong and tell them to turn back. But you know what happened in about the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah? They rose up to kill him. They hated him so much because of what he said, they wanted to kill him. So you see what that does with us. That same spirit's here now. It's raised up to try to kill you and me, kill our influence, not just kill ourselves, but kill our influence. All right, so now, let's go to Luke 17:30, because in the days of the Son of Man, these things will be made known. All right, let's go to the chart real quick, and then we'll go to Luke 17:30. I won't read that one on the Feast of the Trumpets. If you'll pull up the chart for us just real quick. Y'all pray for Aaron that he'll get that done and everything will be fixed. And we'll hear it go, beep, and we'll feel it cool. And you know what? I like what Schofield said. Schofield, he was talking about God returning to Israel, and that's what we're going to get into, is that these seven church ages right here, in Daniel 70 weeks, is quotation marks. Gentiles were inserted. 69 weeks were finished. They put Christ on the cross after the 62nd week, right? And then we have a parenthesis, which is the Gentile church. But that Gentile church got so bad, see, the white, black, 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 the black is darkness, the white is light. And as someone was preaching the other night, you know, Brother Branham is the one that filled that in and gave a little bit of light. And that's me and you. If not, it would be total blackness. Why? Not blackness of death, but blackness of what kills you more than anything. Your doctrine will kill you more than anything will. All right? So the bride in the seven church ages, and I know that's whistling, but you know what? It's just going to have to whistle. Because I like that fan. That's why I'm standing right here. But that church age is the question mark or quotation mark, and then God's going to start dealing with the Jews after the rapture of the church. Is that right? And we know that there has to come a resurrection first. I'm kind of skipping through a lot of this. 1 Thessalonians, dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Corinthians, we shall not sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we know that. We've been through that. Revelations 4:1, If y'all want to find that, that's fine. Or you can actually just leave it right there and head toward the tribulation period. Bring it over this way a little bit. If you bring it over this way, I'll continue reading because we've already read these quotes. And to save time, Revelation 4:1. Listen, we know Revelation 4:1. We, as the bride, go up. So we're going up right here. We're going up. We know that we're going to have a resurrection. 40 days, we're going to be around here. And then we're going in a rapture. Excuse me. And that's only to the born-again believers. Right? Not anybody else. Not the church. The church has to go through the tribulation. So now Matthew 24:21, we're looking right here. We know what's holding off the tribulation. Me and you. We're holding off the wrath of God. And I like what Dr. Schofield said. He was talking about the tribulation. He said, look, now this is the early 1900s when Schofield was alive. He said, back then, he said, when Adam and Eve fell, God, in 2,000 years later, God destroyed the whole world because it was a lawless, nobody had the Holy Ghost. It was a lawless generation that had been raised up and they were doing what they wanted to do, married, given in marriage, and Brother Brown said, just like this age. All right, so he's doing that. So what did God do? He destroyed it. Amen? So that's what he's going to do now. He's going to destroy once God takes the Holy Ghost off the earth, the lawlessness of man is going to, you think what happened with the 6.5 million Jews, toothache compared to what's going to happen. Man's going to have pent up anger. The nations are going to have anger against each other that's only being held off because me and you're still here. Only being held off because we're still here. Amen? So then when we go into rapture, there'll be no Holy Ghost except for what? God going to the Jews. And then he promised he would protect them. Amen? He promised he would protect them. Because in Matthew 17, now we see that it's Moses and Elijah. But in Revelation 11, verse 3, and I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two law of the trees. So what are they going to do? Right here, they're going to bring two prophets on the scene. According to Revelation 4:1, we go into rapture. The bride goes up, two prophets, Revelation 11, and it's a 3.5 year message to the Jews, but it does begin the tribulation period when me and you leave. When you and I leave this place, the tribulation is going to happen. It will start over here in the Gentile nations, because remember, God has been dealing with the Gentiles during that period of time. But when that period of time's closed up and the bride's gone, only Israel. Then everything that God's promised in Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and all the different things, God's going to actually turn to the Jews, pull the wool off of their eyes, or pull his hand away from their eyes, and he's going to start dealing with them exclusively. I said exclusively. No more Gentiles will be saved. Exclusively he'll be dealing with the... Now listen. The fifth sealed Jew, of course they're sealed away. It's already done. Then we got a Jew that's coming up, the 144,000. Then you've got a foolish virgin, and you got a cup of water in my name that's going to have to go through that tribulation period. They're going to have to go through it because they didn't receive the Holy Ghost. Because see, when the Holy Ghost leaves, the person's going with it. The person that's got the Holy Ghost is going to leave with it. Amen? So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you have nothing to pull you up. It's like Brother Claude said, you're not sealed. We got to get sealed down here. Now the 144,000, they're going to get sealed in the 3.5 years of tribulation of the preaching of the two witnesses, right? They're going to get sealed and get the Holy Ghost. But see, the whole rest of the world is not going to be. Even the virgins, they're not going to get the Holy Ghost. They're going to have to come up with white throne judgment, and God's going to say, hey, you stood for me, I'll stand for you. And they'll be, what? They'll give an account of what they've done, and then they'll be judged by that. But they were foolish virgins. They were virgins, all right? So now Daniel 9:24 tells us, and just hold it right there. 70 weeks are determined. So the 70 weeks, remember it started over here, went through the Old Testament, come to Jesus. Then there was that parentheses, gap to right here. Then there's 1 week left. There's 69 weeks has already passed. There's 1 week left after the rapture of the church to finish Daniel 70 weeks. Not to preach 7 years, not to have a full 7 year tribulation, but it will be it'll take 7 years to transpire all these things of building. There's got to be a millennium temple built. There's got to be a battle of Armageddon that is not going to be a one day battle, folks. It may take a year to kill everybody off the earth, but it's going to be an atomic battle, atomic explosion, and people are going to die because that's when the Bible tells us. And I hate this, but it's what the Bible tells us, that you'll be standing there and your flesh will fall off your bone while you're still alive. We think we got problems now. Think about that day. Think about that time when you call for the rocks and to fall on you, and people that have billions of dollars and they've built these big bunkers down in the ground, and they built this, they want to go fly out into space. They're not going to make it. They're just not going to make it. You wish you could go and say, look, buddy, get the new birth. There's the ark that you need. There's the bunker that you need. There's the airplane that you need. There's the flying to Mars or wherever they want to go. That's what you need. It's priceless, yet you can't buy it. Priceless, but you can't buy it. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Then Brother Brown tells us in number 3, just leave that right there, because we're going to get to something, that Moses and Elijah will appear and preach Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit's took from the Gentiles, and the rapture comes for the church to be taken up, and the Jews that's left here will be preached for 3.5 years, and then the Gentiles will be given a place, not to repent, but they'll be given a place, like you got your foot. Like I said, there will be Gentiles on the earth that will be given eternal life, but not during the tribulation period. They'll have to be given. They even got to wait past 1,000 years. Because remember, only 1,000 years is going to be the bride and 144,000. And whatever you want to say about the heathen that comes up, well, I don't understand all that, but I know one thing's for sure. God promised David he'd have a son sitting on the throne for 1,000 years, judging the 12 tribes of Israel, and the Gentile bride is going to be sitting there with them, with him, judging them for a honeymoon. And that's us. But now what's going to happen down here when we're gone? Let's back up just a minute. Revelations 9:27. In the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. For the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate. They're going to make somebody real mad at the end of that 3.5 years. At the end of this 3.5 years right here, we see right here, there'll be a 3.5 years to the Jews, and then there's 3.5 more years, but that 3.5 more years won't be any preaching. It'll be the battle of Armageddon and the purging of the earth, and then the Jews have got to come back and build a millennial temple. All right, so they got to build a temple while they're here. And while we're still enjoying, you say, well, we're only going to be on a honeymoon 3.5 years. I've done said before, show me that in the Bible. It only says the marriage supper of the Lamb. Brother Branham says we'll be enjoying a 3.5 year marriage supper, but there's no Bible for that. Listen, we're in eternity, so it really doesn't matter. But to fulfill Daniel 70 weeks, there's got to be time here on the earth. Two witnesses are going to be killed in the middle of this week, according to the Bible, according to Revelations 11. It says, when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and overcome them and kill them. Amen. All right? And they're going to kill the 144,000. Their bodies are going to lay in the street 3.5 days. Horrible. But guess what's going to happen? The whole world's going to see them rise. Because there's another resurrection. Amen. The Jews will have a resurrection. It'll bring them up out of the ground, and they will ascend up to heaven, according to verse 12, in a cloud. And their enemies beheld them. What a great day. But remember, the world as the Gentile world knows, they've been going through tribulation way before then. But now, when that 144,000 leaves with the two witnesses, the Bible says immediately there's an earthquake. Immediately there's all these things that are going to happen. Why? Because somebody's going to get mad and somebody's going to start dropping bombs. Amen? So there's going to be all kind of chaos. Battle of Armageddon will become into full force then. Because listen, Battle of Armageddon doesn't start when we leave. Right? That's tribulation period. They'll be hunted down and they'll be persecuted. I'm talking about the foolish version and different ones. But that's not the Battle of Armageddon. The Battle of Armageddon is not going to happen until the 144,000 are gone. They got to leave and get out of here. All right? So, because listen, they can't be anybody on earth with the Holy Ghost because that's the wrath of God poured out on the unregenerated. So the unregenerated don't have the Holy Ghost, so they're the ones that's going to have to go through this tribulation period and this Battle of Armageddon. When they just start pushing buttons and they just kill as many people as they can. Let's read this. Let's go to quote number 5 and read what the prophet said. I like this. Everybody all right? Sweating real good? Okay. All right. We won't be very long. I'm going to try to cut this short. If we have a second service, I'm going to let Brother Bob speak and then I may just continue Wednesday night if that's all right. Amen. We'll see. It's according to what they're doing. They're working out here now diligently. So if you'll find quote number 5 for me, please. There we go. Now, when he gets the money, now who's he? This is the Antichrist. All right, we're in the middle of that last week. The prophets have already finished their prophesying. They brought in 144,000. They've all come in. They're sealed. Now, when he gets the money all under control, then he will break this covenant with the Jews. Now, look. He's not going to break the covenant with the 144,000. He never made one with them. And they never made one with him. Right? So he ain't talking about the 144,000 and the two witnesses. Alright? He's talking about natural Israel that's trying to get the temple built, that's trying to get all these things back together, the menorah and the Ark of the Covenant and all these different things. As Daniel said he would do in the midst of the last half of the 70 weeks of Daniel, that's that last week, and then, brother, what will he do? He will have all the world trade. Look how much they got of it now. They'll have all of it. Because you know what? All the gates and all the different ones with the millions and billions, they're going to see that this guy's for real. He's got power. Remember, he gets power to act like God. Right? So he's going to be combative with those two witnesses, but one, he's going to kill them because of the prophecy of 3.5 years, right? So after that 3.5 years over, there's no more prophecy to keep the two witnesses alive, so he kills them. Then he raises up and says, hey, I'm God. That's my temple. This is my city. And I'm your God. But now remember what the Bible says, then God comes down and fights for his people. See, then, brother, what will we do? We will have all the world, he will have the world trade and the commerce, a pact with the world, because he will hold the wealth of the world completely. And during that time, them two prophets will rise on the scene and call that 144,000. Then what will take place? Then the mark of the beast of Revelation 13 will set in. Now, remember, we know it sets in now, because it's a mark in your forehead, it's your ideas, it's the devil inside your brain. Alright. But now look, he's gotta head up. See, he's gotta start as a baby, and he's gotta head up somewhere. So he's gonna head up right here. The mark of the beast will come in that no man can buy or sell except him that has the mark of the beast. Thank God the church will be enjoying a great 3.5 years in glory. Don't have to go through that. Like I said before, ain't that a great revelation? You don't have to deal with that guy. He's not going to deceive you. But everyone that is deceived will follow that guy. Everybody all right with that? All right? Now let's go to, I'm going to say let's go back to the chart, but let's read these two. Read Revelation 19:6, and then we'll go back to the chart. I want to show you something here. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude and the voice of many waters. Now, I skipped over a little bit because you're talking about the Battle of Armageddon, but I want to show you this. This is where we land. Everybody okay with that? I want to show you where we land. Because, you know, we're somewhere for that time. We're somewhere, doesn't matter where, we're somewhere doing something else. It wouldn't matter if we did come back into this dimension. We got glorified bodies. We're eternal. Body, spirit, and soul. What does it matter? And I heard it were the voice of great multitude, the voice of many waters, the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, which is what? The righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. So look, I skipped this one, but let's get back to it. That's the only real reference that you have of the marriage supper of the Lamb. It doesn't say 3.5 years, right? But we're going to, what the whole emphasis is we're going somewhere to eat at a table with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, all the different ones. A marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to sit there. Well, maybe not with them. That'll be later on, but it'll be just the bride. And then that's where the Bible says He'll wipe all the tears from our eyes.
Hallelujah.
All the former things will pass away. What's going to happen in that? You say, well, we've got glorified bodies. Why would we be crying? We're glorified. We can cry whenever we want to.
Right.
But it's tears of joy,
amen.
Not tears of sadness.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
You think when you see Jesus, you're going to be all dry-eyed?
Right.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto them, look, these are the true sayings of God. Now we're going to get to the battle of Armageddon. Now that's us in the marriage supper up here in another dimension. Now Revelation 16:13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs. Boy, it's kind of strange how Brother Brown tells us about this. How would you know? Come on, how would you know that three unclean spirits like frogs would be a Trinitarian doctrine? How many of y'all figured that out before you heard it from the prophet? That's why God sends us prophets. Because how could you figure that out? Came out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth. Now, who'd you know who the dragon was? Who'd you know who the beast was? Who'd you know who the false prophet was? But Brother Brown laid it right out for us. Told us that they are spirits of devils. He said that was that Trinitarian doctrine that come from the pits of hell. Amen? For they are spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them together. What did I just say? He gathers all the wealth. He's got all the commerce. The people can't buy or sell. They got to come to him. Kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Now, Dad's been there before to the Valley of Megiddo, and it's just a big old valley. But that's where it's going to end at, and that's where they're going to start. Now, listen. It won't be that everybody in the world is going to be in that valley. But something's going to start in that valley. Something's going to start in that valley, and it's going to go all over the whole world. I don't know whether it's going to be the beast is going to walk down there with the... Because remember, you got 10 kingdoms that pop up during this time. And they worship him, the beast. So you got all that. And what is that? That's kingdoms, according to Daniel. So you got to have heads of kingdoms. What if they had some kind of meeting down in the Valley of Megiddo and all of a sudden somebody drops a bomb on them? Well, then everybody else is going to start dropping bombs on everybody else. All right. So it's not going to be, while that Battle of Armageddon is going to be right there in that one. Come on. That Battle of Armageddon is worldwide. It's going to start there. Then it's going to go worldwide. Look at the communication today versus then. But we know, God knew the communications would instantly, as soon as a bomb goes off, listen, everybody in the world knows it.
That's right.
As soon as the earthquake, need to pray for those people in Haiti. Boy, that was tough. And they fixing to have a typhoon or another hurricane come through. We need to pray. 200 and some people got killed in Haiti. You see all this, and this like Claude said, it's like more like pre-tribulation. This is getting the earth ready. Listen, it's going to push us out. Push us up. But it's not going to get any better for this world. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven and from the throne saying what? It is done. In other words, there will be no more people saved. 144,000, two witnesses, they're gone. And there were voices and thunders and lightning, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. So the earthquake's going to start. And the great city was divided into three parts. The cities of the nations fell. Great Babylon came in remembrance before God. Now who is that? Rome. And given to her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away. And the mountains, you think, oh, that's going to be, it is going to be horrible on the people, but it will not be bride. It will not be bride. It will not be anyone that's sealed with the Holy Ghost. It will be the people that got a chance and turned it down. So it's all up to them, and it's all up to us today. And there fell upon man a great hail out of heaven, every stone that weighed a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Wow. Not just great, exceeding great. Let's look at Victory Day, number 6. The next one, please. We talk about, we've had several wars and rumors of wars, and V-Days and V-Days and V-Days. And it'll finally wind up to the great battle of Armageddon. That'll be the last of it. When she comes to the battle of Armageddon, that'll settle the whole thing. Just before the great millennium, Armageddon is to clean off the earth. She repurifies herself with this atomic blowing, and the volcanic ash and things sink this soaked blood of men and upon the earth in sin and crime. She sinks beneath the earth, and the volcanic brays out again and renews and cleans the earth for the great millennium. He cleans his church during that time for a people to live here. Amen. I say I like that. Yes, there's coming a time when it will be great. All right, let's read Ezekiel 40. We might. Everybody doing okay? Everybody's okay? Nobody? I know everybody's really sleepy now. We got something for that. Wake up! That's a real chauffeur? Chauffeur? It's a shofar with a trumpet end on it. I told him, I said, we'll start blowing it. If you're not asleep, you'll start blowing it. He's fine. That's why he's sitting right here. I'm glad he's here. Amen? All right, so Ezekiel, now look. So the Battle of Armageddon's happened. We're not even going to describe that because the Bible already describes it. The birds will eat your flesh while you're still alive. Your skin's going to fall off your body. Why? Atomic. People die of starvation. They're going to die of all these different things. Horrible. But we're not going to be anywhere around there. So we're going to be in another dimension. But now remember, I'm not finished with Revelations 19 because remember, in the end of Revelations 19, something happens. We come back down here. Amen? If you let me get to that, then we'll finish, and then Brother Bob can preach this afternoon. In the 5 and 20th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, 14th year, after that the city was smitten, in the selfsame day the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me thither. And in the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel. Now where are we going to spend our millennium? New York City? I hope not. Israel. So we're going back to Jerusalem. The mother of us all. Now it's going to be the homeland for the Jews, but it's going to be the millennium temple, which will be the honeymoon for me and you. Because listen, we're not promised land. We're promised the whole world. We're promised the whole world. We're not promised just a piece of land. Amen? And the vision of God brought me into the land of Israel and set me upon a very high mountain. by which was as the frame of a city. See, as a frame of the city on the south. And he brought me thither, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass. What? Judgment. And with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. Brother Gary, they don't have laser back then, so they had to do it with a line. They had to do it with a plummet. They had to do it with the different things. I've done that before. Before you put the plummet down, I've seen, you know, get a corner and get the point of the corner. You kids are going, what's he talking about? All you got to do is push your button and it tells what to do. Well, anyway, these are measuring tools that was from way back in Ezekiel's time, okay? With a line flax in his hand and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes and hear with thine ears, and set thine heart upon all that I shall show thee. For to the intent that I might show them unto thee, art thou brought hither. Look, declare all that thou seest to the bride. Oh, that's not what that says. We're not, listen, we got a city that's coming down from heaven made without hands. This one is going to be made with hands, and this one is going to be made by Israel. All right? Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel. So this is to Israel. And listen, you can read it. I didn't bring it all, but Brother Brown tells us from Ezekiel 40 to 44. So you got three other chapters that gives you the dimensions, the rooms, the where they're going to place this, where they're going to place that. Now listen, me and you have nothing to do with that because we're not promised that kind of a temple. This is the temple that God wants in the Gentile dispensation. But he did tell 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and thy holy city, which is Jerusalem, to rebuild that thing. Sure, they built it by man back way long time ago, but God's going to rebuild this millennial temple through the Jews. I believe, just to me, now this is just me, I believe it'll be the 144,000 that'll build a temple because it will not be me and you. Because from Ezekiel 40 to 44 is the building of that temple. So from 41 to 44, it's dimensions. And listen, I don't want to be irreverent, but it was all boring to me to read that. Because it's not to me. But it means something to them. Every square inch means something to a Jew. And God said, hey, I like that, folks. I'm going to let you build that temple, and you're going to be in it. But guess who is going to anoint that temple? Coming into the millennium. Me and you. All right, has everybody got that? All right, so now look. Somebody's car is going off. Let's read the whole quote, and then we'll... It's not even 11 o'clock yet. All right, read number 7. I am sweating up here. It's a little bit. I can't get that fan over here on this side. Let me pull it over here. See, did you set on the keys? Old Ford, yeah. Y'all, Ford. There's a Ford. It's a Ford, yeah. Ford, period. All right, now look, 70 weeks of Daniel. Let Brother Branham explain this. And I tried to explain, but let him explain this, all right? Now, these two prophets, what will they do? It's Moses and Elijah. They'll rise on the scene. They'll tell those Jews their mistake. And out of that Jewish bunch, they're now going to be 144,000. God will call these prophets, what is it? The spirit of Elijah off this Gentile church will just continue right on into that Jewish church. Go right on in and call Moses with him, all right? Hallelujah, you see it? And he'll preach the same message that you're getting, Pentecostal message, to them. Now remember, they don't get the Son of Man ministry. So they don't have to know what the seals are. Listen, they know what the seals are. They've read them. I mean, they're in the Old Testament, but they understand their part of God coming down and doing the things. Because remember, the two prophets of the sixth seal, well, those witnesses over there, they know and they teach that to the people, right? They teach that to the 144,000. You missed it. The Old Testament proved we're going to be standing here today. That they rejected the Messiah. You see, it will be the same Pentecostal message that these Jews will preach right over to them. And they'll hate those Jews. Who's they? The other Jews. And they'll hate those Jews so bad till they'll kill them. And they were hated by all nations because see, it's going to spread out. And in the midst of the week, because they'd raised up a great powerful 144,000, they had the Holy Ghost. And brother, you talk about doing miracles, they did them. They stopped the heavens, it didn't rain. Smote the earth with plagues as often they wanted. They give plagues and everything else. They'll give them Romans a hard way to go. Now, he doesn't mean just Rome. He means the whole world. All right? But finally, they'll be killed. Our God is a terrible God when he's angry. But remember, that's over in the 70th week and the church is in glory. The wedding supper's going on, yes. Now, notice, that's where we've seen her coming back to the millennial temple over here at the end of the Jewish age, the anointed. Now, what's the end of the Jewish age? Not when the 144,000 take a rapture. Remember, 70 weeks are determined. We've only had 69 and a half once they're killed. There's got to be a millennial temple because that's where the city's got to go. To my people and the city. So during that other 3.5 years, they're going to build a temple. And see, look, at the end of the Jewish age, now see, we can't come back till their 70 weeks is over. See, that's according to God. God can't come here and go to the Jews until we're out of the way. Boom. All right? Then he comes to them and gives them 3.5 year ministry, but that's not all of 70 weeks. That's 69 and a half. So he's got to take them out of the way, wipe the earth off, and then bring somebody back to build that temple. Then, wherever we were, we're going to be coming from wherever we were, and we're going to land or anoint that temple. So watch. Here he comes riding on a white horse. Now look, at the end of the Jewish age, those followed him on white horses. Horses, powers, dressed in white, blood or vesture dipped in blood, wrote on him the word of God. He cometh the mighty conqueror to set up the millennium, coming to the temple, glory. There he meets that 144,000. See, he's with us. Then he meets the 144,000. So let's read this. Let's go back and read Revelations 19:11. It's before that. I skipped that. I'm sorry. Let's read that. Everybody all right? Okay. Revelations 19:11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, capital King of Kings and capital Lord of Lords. In other words, it's done.
Amen.
It's done. It's finished. Amen. We have come to a place to where he wanted us to always be. Amen. Because remember, it was King of little K-I-N-G-S and Lord of little L-O-R-D-S, which is God and us separated by sin. But being our Redeemer, he comes down and paid our price. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit here till what? Your enemy be made your footstool. Well, right here, his enemy had been made his footstool. He's coming back with a glorified bunch of bride riding into the millennium, not on horses. Maybe. You could say if you want to. Okay, if you like horses, that's okay. But horses of power. Coming back in power. White power. White. Okay? Everybody got that? King of kings. Lord of lords. I like that. I think we might... Well, I'll tell you what. Let's read this. We'll talk about the millennium next time. We're right at the millennium, right? Let's read what Brother Brown says about that real quick. on the next quote that was below 7. Let's go to 8. And we'll stay right there. Because see, we've got scriptures in Jeremiah, the different places where God is going, David, the son of David, is going to sit on the throne ruling the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, who is that? The son of, remember, it was son of God, son of man, son of David. Amen. Everybody got that? Yeah. Son of man came first, though, and then it was son of God. Then son of man comes back in the end time in a bride. Right. Then he lifts off of there, and then he becomes the son of David in the millennium to who? Us? No. No, we're his bride. That's my husband. But he goes to them as a promise in Jeremiah. We'll read it next time I preach. Jeremiah 23 and Jeremiah 30. If you want to read those, the Lord promises there'll always be someone sitting on that throne as the son of David. Now, it's not natural lineage because some of them went way off. But remember, who was David's promised son in the spiritual? Christ. All right? Everybody got that? So we'll read that next time we come. So let's read this one real quick because Brother Brown puts it all together right here real quick and then we'll be done. Okay? Questions and Answers, 1964. And I don't know what they're doing out here. They're working. So we'll find out. Just go ahead and eat a bite. It's really cool downstairs and it will be real cool since you've been up here. You walk downstairs, you'll go, man, this is great. Because you know what? You're sweating all over the place. The church age ending and it's blacked out. The bride is called. And then the question was, we have already entered into the tribulation period. No, no, no. I wished I could just have more time on that, see. The bride, when she's taken from the church, the bride. Church goes through tribulation. Bride does not. But when the bride come out of her, my people, when the bride has come out of the church, then the church age will cease. Laodicea goes into chaos. Why? There's no God. Amen. The bride goes to glory. You understand? No God. There's no God to the Gentile. Because listen, Laodicean church age, that's not Jewish. That's Gentile. Right? Laodicea goes into chaos. The bride goes to glory. And the tribulation period, look, sets in upon the sleeping virgin for 3.5 years while Israel is getting its prophecy. Look, then tribulation sets in upon Israel. So there's no way, but barring all the scriptures that we have, that tells us that after the two witnesses leave, that the 70 weeks of Daniel's over with. There's no way. Because after, then comes the battle. Look, then tribulation sets in upon Israel. Why? Israel's getting their prophecy. What is prophecy? 3.5 years of two witnesses preaching. Then they go in a rapture. They're not here for the Battle of Armageddon. But now he says, then tribulation sets in upon Israel. And then comes the Battle of Armageddon, which destroys all things. And then the bride returns back with a groom for 1,000 years, the millennium reign. After that comes the white throne judgment. Now he missed one in there, but it's the Battle of Gog and Magog. We'll cover that. But he's just showing you what's going to happen. You got tribulation on the Jews, Battle of Armageddon to destroy all things. Then you've got the bride and groom returning for 1,000 years, the millennial reign. And after that comes the white throne judgment. After that comes the new heaven and new earth and the new city coming down from God out of heaven. Eternity and time blends together. Because time's not over until this happens. Time's not over until after the great white throne judgment. Because you know what? They did their sin in time. They're going to have their judgment in time. Amen? They'll have their judgment down here. There'll be a white throne judgment that you and I do not want to ever come close to that. But if you want to, read Jeremiah chapter 23 and Jeremiah chapter 30. Let's stand to our feet. Musicians coming. We'll sing a verse of song if you need anything. We will, like I said before, it's just 11, so it'll give you time if you want to go eat, if you want to go do whatever you want to do. It'll give you at least an hour or two or more to do what you need to do. And just, it really gets me sometimes. You know, we're in this age of instant information, and I'll guarantee you'll know that your neighbor's cat had a virus. And then you'll go, well, y'all ain't announced that. We announced it 300 times. You just wasn't listening. Amen? So listen. If you got a question about this service this afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock, regular time, Brother Bob's going to be preaching for us. Call somebody. Me, Brother Joe, Brother Terrence, Brother Luis, Brother Bob. Leave Aaron alone. He's got a job today. He's pulling double duty today. Amen? But just ask somebody. If you have a question about not coming back at 2 o'clock, call somebody and just say, hey, are we having service or we're not having service? I know we're having a shower. I don't know when that is, but don't worry about it. Somebody will tell you that if you'll ask. I bet it'll be a sister. It won't be a brother. I promise you that. So let's sing a song and worship the Lord just for a minute. If you have a need, just keep praying for me, okay? Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Sing it to Him. The roaring lion running to and fro, seeking whom he may desire, the Bible tells me so. Many souls have been his prey to fall in some weak hour. We've all done that before, but God has promised us today his overcoming power. Sing it to him. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Shower will be at 11:30. Just got the message, okay? Shower will be at 11:30. Keep everybody in your prayer. Whatever you need to do, go do what you need to do. You can find out later during the day about where the service is going to be at 2 o'clock. But, Brother Aaron said if he can get the motor, then we can have it all back together and we'll have service at 2 o'clock. I just want to depend on us having service at 2 o'clock. Then if I have to come up here and be sent home, that's fine with me. Amen. So just pray for all these people that are fighting this disease and pray for Lord, for the whole bride. Satan said he'd turn his guns. I mean, the prophet said he'd turn his guns on us. So, but we got overcoming power. And I'm going to tell you something. It's a fight. You fight it and you fight it. It don't matter if you're standing up here so dizzy, you can't head about to fall off. And I'm not. But if you did, you still fight. I'd rather fight and them carry me out of the battle than for me to run from a battle. Amen? I'd rather ever do that. I don't want to ever get shot in the back. Because that means I returned and run. I want to be right here doing what I'm supposed to do. You be right where you're supposed to do. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray today, Lord, that you'll sanctify us for this journey that we're on, Lord. Number one, touch our brother, Lord, in the Philippines, Father. We did a lot of things, a lot of work with that man. We love him closer than a brother. And Father, we pray that you'd anoint him, Lord, now and come out of that thing in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, we pray that you'd bless Aaron out here, Lord, our brother, as he's give up his time here, Lord, but he's doing your work, Father, to get this thing working so we can have time back again. Lord, I pray that we'll be able to come back at 2 o'clock and have service with you, Lord. We pray that you'd be with the ones that are sick, the ones that are not here. Lord, for the sin sick, this thing's getting close. It's getting run down to the time, Lord, where we're either going to have to get in or get out. And Father, I pray that you'll get us all in. We claim our children. We claim all of ones that we think about every day. Lord, the wayward and lost, just like we were, Lord, many years ago. But Father, we pray that you'd touch each one, heal our bodies, forgive us of our sins. If we've made any mistakes, Lord, against you, Father, we pray that you'd clear that slate. And Lord, as we go downstairs, may you have the preeminence in everything we do. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just remember, shower's at 11:30. That'll be in the common room.
Greater is he that is in me.
Fixed. It's fixed. Greater is he that is in me.
in me than he that's in the world.
Shower at 11:30. Oh, it feels good.
Greater is he.